Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name, for He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. In His wonderful faithful faith, his, and the things of this earth, all the things of this earth, everything on this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Come ye disconsolate, where ye lay anguish, come to the mercy seat, fervently kneel. Here, right here, bring your wounded heart. Here, tell your anguish, for earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Here, see the bread of life, see waters flowing forth from our throne of God, pure from above. Come to the feast of love. Come, ever knowing, no earth has no sorrow. Yes, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. That's our prayer this morning. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, Lord, fill it up. and make me whole. Hallelujah.
Well, good morning once again. My name is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and we welcome the Holy Spirit in this place. He is here. We come with bowed hearts on today, welcoming each and every one of you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, mighty God, that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your love towards us. We thank you, Almighty God, Lord, that you are just you're faithful, Father God, and we bow before you, Father. We worship and adore you, Father, and now we call on your anointing, Father God, to fill our cup and allow it to overflow. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father, for sanctifying us holy. We thank you for saturating us with your glory. Now, God, surround us and settle us, Father, with your anointing in this place, Almighty God. I thank you, Father, for the worship that has went forth, God, and that she poured out before you, God. Pour into her cup, oh, God, and let it overflow like never before. Father God, I thank you for each and every caller in on today, God, that you sanctify them, holy God, and that you fill their cup, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we choose to trust and obey you on today, mighty God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we stand in alignment with you on today, God. We thank you for your speaker, your representative on today, Father. Anoint her, Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. Let your glory rest on her shoulders, oh God. Rule and reign in our life, God. Let your sovereignty take place, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you on today, mighty God, for your faithfulness, God, to heal our bodies, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, Father, we have an ear to hear what your spirit is saying to our church on today. We thank you, Almighty God, for artist life, Father. We thank you, Father, for the TMC call, Father. We ask, God, that you continue to hold us in the bosom of your arms, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We thank you, oh Father God, for just who you are, King of kings and Lord of lords, the great I am, God. You are the I am that I am. We love you, and we thank you for loving us first. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. You can take it away.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you, Minister Tisha. Good morning, good morning. This is a joyful and a beautiful day. I'm thanking you, Minister Tisha, for that awesome tag this morning, Trust and Obey Thursday, and greeting us and that powerful prayer. We thank you so much. We thank you, our Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for praise and worship this morning. I fill my cup. Yes, I fill my cup this morning. I thank you for that. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I am so glad to be the host this morning. Let me share a little about this powerful call. Well, on October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this powerful journey. Hallelujah. I won't forget it. Hallelujah. And the scripture we stand on is Song 88:13, but you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement. That mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin our day. Amen. Amen. We have a website that you can visit 24/7. If anything gets heavy on your heart and you need a word, hallelujah, you can go to this website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on this website, as well as our bio of our awesome speakers. The theme for this year in 2021, with God's strategic shifting prophetic and sudden and holy standards are being established and supernatural revealed. You can read that on Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed minister, as a greeter, as Minister Keisha, as a host, as yours truly, or share word from the Lord, or the songs, as Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon has shared with us this morning, or you can even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information on the info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer dream minister, Brenna Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, Yes, tomorrow we have a treat that you can stay and give your request live. That is so beautiful. The second half of our call on tomorrow, we ask each and everyone to stay on and share your prayer request and your praise report. Well, our phenomenal company, which is Artists International, which is established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artists Life. The great products to help the world become healthy, and I always like to share wealthy, and anyone come 3 feet of you, please share the information. The new morning motivation call here Monday through Friday, right after this call, a great team leaders are giving out vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artists Life product. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And our guest this morning is going to be our new president, Thomas Cameron, going to be being the host this morning on the call. Please join us right after this call. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, yes, or Crooked, we have a bypass number that you can call in advance. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and follow the prompt. So as we ask everyone to please stay in touch with your Artist Life business, check your back often frequently. Also, Facebook, WhatsApp app, keep in touch, keep your business growing. So we are so proud of this Artist Life. And anyone that's not a part of our artist family, contact the person that was shared with you, and they certainly will bring you up to speed on what we are doing. Well, let me just stop right now. We have a speaker that needs no introduction. She is one of the most powerful women I know. I so appreciate her. Her name is Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda Terrell graduated as an honor student, and she received her associate degree. She's married to a wonderful husband, Mr. Freddie Terrell, and they moved to Texas. She's also was a Antioch Missionary Baptist Church where she joined. All right, and Minister Brenda is a proud mother of 5 children. Minister Brenda's favorite word is God is faithful. Yes, God is faithful. Minister Brenda Terrell is our president on this massive call. She's so powerful. She is a powerful and effective, always serving. What excellent. Her spirit is so high. I can call her anytime. I'm so appreciated to be her friend. She's also was my prayer partner when we was on the fast. She's an Artist Life entrepreneur. And I can go on and on about Minister Brenda Terrell, but we ask everybody to go to the masterscall.net and check out her extensive bio. Let me introduce you some, present to other none other than my friend, Minister Brenda Terrell. The floor is yours.
Wow, wow, wow. Can you hear me, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox from the Bronx?
Yes, loud and clear.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much. I tell you, I think I'm going to have to send you a Cash App, sister. God bless you for that cordial introduction. So love and appreciate you. Thank you for being the woman of God that you are. And to our wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I tell you, she brought us before his presence this morning. And I think all of us going to say, Lord, through the day, fill my cup. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for allowing God to use you this morning, bringing us before his presence. And to our minister, pray the heavens down, Keisha Lee. God bless you. So love and appreciate you as well as all my sisters. And I tell you, you definitely brought us in. We will trust and obey on this Thursday. To God be the glory for the great and wonderful things that he has done, what he is doing, and what he's about to do. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, my TMC family, good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so honored and grateful for the Lord allowing me to share here, and I definitely want to thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola Roberts for allowing me to share here on this platform. I do not take it for granted. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, and I ask that you take this vessel and use it for your glory, because it's all about you. Nobody but you, oh God. So I thank you that it is no longer Brenda, but Christ that lives in me. Let us all receive what you have for us this morning, that we will go forth and be the warriors, the generals, the ambassadors that you called us to be, and we will prayerfully and carefully give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I tell you, when I was asking the Lord, okay, now what you want me to talk about this morning, and all I could hear was just say thank you. Just say thank you. So my topic is, Lord, thank you. And, of course, I just want to use one of the scriptures so far. It's Ephesians 5 and 20, where it says, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when I asked the Lord what he wanted me to say and I heard thank you, my eyes got big and I thought, that's it? Yet, as I meditated on it and then started reflecting on all the things God has brought me through by his amazing love, I immediately said, Lord, thank you. And I think I heard Minister Rosalind out there, she brought it out, and she said after the worship, she just, all she could say was, Lord, thank you. You see, he's got a way of bringing us before his presence and hear a worship like we did this morning and come to realize his goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. We can say, Lord, thank you. Now, I remember hearing back in the day, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough, which at the time didn't make any sense to me, 10,000 tongues. And I understand what people are really trying to say. However, I can relate to the fact that all the time that I have left on this earth, will I be able to say thank you enough? You know, even at my last breath, I'll wonder if I said, Lord, thank you enough. And I'm sure we can all relate to that. How often and have we said it often enough throughout the course of the day, Lord, thank you? And after knowing what Jesus, our Savior, did for us, it's amazing that we have to be reminded to be thankful. And I'm amazed that we could forget all the things God has done for us. But we do forget. And the words gets loud. The world gets loud. And our infirmities of body, soul, and mind push to the front. That's the flesh. Yes, yes, it's the flesh. Everybody say, it's the flesh. Circumstances, griefs, discouragement, and hordes of other things want our attention. Then suddenly we read a reminder in God's word or feel the Holy Spirit's unction whispering and telling us, be thankful. And I'm amazed we could have forgotten to be so thankful and grateful all of a sudden. And it's proven in the word of God. Remember in Luke 17:11-18, when the 10 lepers saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And they stayed their distance. Okay, yeah, you know, we got to stay at our 6 feet distance again, you know, through this pandemic. And they stood their distance and say, and told them, go and say, Lord, have mercy on us. And Jesus told them, say, go and show yourselves to the priests, which they did. And they went, and they were miraculously healed and made clean. One of them came back to thank him and say, Jesus, and say, I appreciate you. And he fell at his feet. And Jesus asked, weren't there 10 of you? Didn't I clean 10? Where are the other 9? They had forgotten just that quick. Was there no one found to return and to give thanks to God except this foreigner? Yeah, he wasn't even one of the ones in the fold. See, this was telling me that we, being the body of Christ, can take our kingdom privileges for granted. We can get into a prideful state if we're not careful. Be thankful for the goodness of God that's always around us. And speaking of God's goodness, allow me to share this testimony. You know, you guys always have to share a testimony, and I know some people say, you're always talking about way back in the day and what have you, but God's been good to this sister. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful, and he tells us in his word, remind the people what I have done. And Israel had gone across. He opened up the Red Sea, you guys, opened it up wide for them to walk on dry ground. And they forgot to tell their children what God had done for them. They got over into a promised land and got over on their way to the promised land and start bickering, start complaining, and what have you. But had just forgotten that miraculous way that God brought them out of Egypt. So I dare not forget the goodness of God. So allow me to share with you this testimony. As many of you know, I told you all about my mom who had been confined to the stroke from the year 1969 for 28 years. And my dad had passed in 1971. I was a teenager. Well, before he passed, he had sirens put on our house, which my mom was totally against. And to make a long story short, my mother was sued for the remainder payments, and an X was put on this paper saying that she signed for it, which she didn't, and then somebody had to pay our doctor to lie in the courtroom and say that she could write a little. Here she was paralyzed on her right side and was right-handed, and I couldn't make that X as straight as they had made it. We ended up selling our home to her church, which was a few houses down just to pay off the bill, and moved her to our grandmother's home where her sister lived on the same street. And that's where we took care of her until my aunt passed away. Well, that house was my childhood memories, and it was gone. And Dr. Vanessa, you brought me definitely back home when you sung Come Ye Disconsolate, because that was my mother's favorite song. We had it sung at her funeral. So I know what these songs mean to us when we really allow them to go in our spirit, man. Well, like I say, that house was where my childhood memories were left and gone, and it tore me up for years because it was a prime property, for one, very close to downtown, and we had a street light in front of it. Lord, thank you. Street light in front of the house. My husband and I have been married over 42 years, and we've lived in many places, especially once I started traveling with him on the jobs he was assigned to he was assigned to different jobs around the country, you see. And you know, God reminded me of all the places we lived. We always had a street light in front of the apartments, in front of the houses we lived, every last one of them, from Texas, Florida, Virginia, South Carolina, every last one of these places. Until this day, I have a street light in front of my house. Nothing planned. That was definitely not in any of the plans when we got the places. But God set that plan. Oh, Shabba. Lord, thank you. That was a wonderful way of letting me know he was with us all along. Again, I say, Lord, thank you. Psalm 75:1 says, we give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your wondrous works. Declare that your name is near. Oh, yes, that's a Selah moment. Your name is always near. Lord, thank you when you kept me while the doctor's office was robbed and at gunpoint I was told to get on the floor. Lord, thank you when a boat broke loose from a truck and hit us head on and came out without no major injuries. Lord, thank you when I thought I was cool smoking weed, but you delivered me to a place. You put me on a spiritual high. Lord, thank you when I walk along the beach and see a homeless man sleeping on the sand and realizing it could have been me. Lord, thank you that your precious blood healed me, mind, body, and soul, and you gave me the mind of Christ. Lord, thank you when the tire could have went out on a flat on the freeway, but you waited until I made it safely home to allow it to go flat. Lord, thank you for always being with me, even when I wasn't seeking you. Lord, thank you when my boss at work attempted to discredit me, yet you have already validated me as an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me into all truth. Lord, thank you for the spirit of discernment and learning to trust you. Yes, we will trust and obey on this Thursday. Lord, thank you that we are in this world, but not of this world. Lord, thank you for keeping us through this pandemic, the wars, the storms, and every circumstance of storms that we have within our lives. Thank you, Lord, for filling our cups this morning. I'm sure you have testimonies and can reflect on the wonderful things that God has done for you and your loved ones. Psalms 91 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Non-believers need to see that our hope and our trust is in the living God, the God of this universe, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. They need to see us thanking him and not complaining like them or with them, that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that is revealed in each and every one of us because he dwells within us. This world should hear us shout with a voice of triumph. Our God reigns. When we stand in thanksgiving before God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, not only do we honor and glorify our God, we testify to the world about the blessings of God. We remind the world that we stand with God in everything, not some things, no matter the circumstances or trials, no matter the successes or failures. We are one with our Father because Christ Jesus has made the way for us to be one with him. Check out John 17. He'll tell you that. Walter Hawkins wrote a song back in the 70s that can resonate with us even still today. And the lyrics go like this. Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Economy's down. People can't get enough pay. As for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And then he went on to say, folks without homes, living out in the streets, and the drug habits some say they just can't beat. Muggers and robbers, no place seems to be safe, but you'll be my protection every step of the way. And all I want to say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Minister
it
Tiffany.
Could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes, all left alone without a friend or just another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. Every day by your power, you kept on, you keep on blessing me, and we want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Hey, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you, Songbird. It could have been me. Hallelujah. I'm going to get through this. Justice David prayed in 1 Chronicles 29:13. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. We say, Lord, thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for being El Shaddai all by yourself. My dear TMC family and friends, I encourage all of us to feast on this. But let me say this first. Lord, thank you for bringing me unto a family of believers, a family that come to know you in all their ways, a family called the Master's Call, the TMC family. You brought them from California, Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Canada, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and even from Dover, Delaware. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. Thank you for this family. So I'm going to share this with you, and I encourage you all of us, not just you, me too, to feast our spiritual eyes. Don't always look physical with the physical eyes, but with our spiritual eyes, look on his glory. Come to know him and feel his presence. Just like Dr. Vanessa said, allow him to fill our cups day by day so we can continue day by day and say, Lord, thank you. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that powerful message. Yes, thank you. I thank him every morning as I wake up. Hallelujah. That's a profound word. Shortly after this, we come back and you close us out in a benediction after a few announcements. So I'm so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Let us pray and pray over our prayer request. Father, we come this morning to say thank you. We thank you for our health and our strength that comes from you. You love us and you fulfill us. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the awesome message that Minister Brenda Terrell shared with us this morning. Hallelujah. She says, Lord, feast on the spirit of eyes on us. Fill us up this morning. Fill us up this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we said thank you. Lord, we trust you, obey you. Hallelujah. Minister Brenda, we want you, Lord, just to fill her up this morning with an overflow of blessings after blessings after blessings that she would not be able to contain this morning, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we come and thank you and honor our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonder, for helping us to stay focused on you, Lord. Hallelujah. Stay focused on you. We thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning, new and old. We thank you. And you thought it was not Robert to be with us this morning. Lift up the Diaz de Leon family this morning, sharing our life worldwide. Also the staff, Lord. We thank you for the staff members that keep our products in our homes. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, Lord. Pray for anyone incarcerated, Lord. We pray for our youth in the juvenile home, Lord. We pray for them this morning, Lord. We pray for Minister Sharon. Lift her up and lift up Minister Ruth. And the list goes on and on. You know them name by the Lord. Touch their bodies this morning. Strengthen them like never before, Lord. We pray for Brother Jordan for fighting cancer. We pray for Mr. Clarence, Lord. We pray, Lord, lift them up this morning. We pray for everyone that's going to bereavement this morning. We pray for Sister Linda Kemp and her brother-in-law who went home to be with the Lord, Larry. We pray for everyone that's having a bereavement this morning. Listen to them, Lord. Listen to them. They need you this morning like never before. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough this morning for all that you do.
We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. This morning we want to thank you again. We want you to listen to this powerful message. Go back and share this with each and everyone that you come in contact with. The playback number this morning is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. Right after this call, we want everyone to join us on a new morning motivational call, which that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617. And our host will be President Thomas Campbell. Please join us there. And I want to thank you, Ms. Akeisha, for greeting us in that powerful tag this morning and that powerful prayer you know, we will open us this morning. And I want to also thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherson, for your praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate it. Fill our cups this morning. Thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that powerful, powerful message this morning. And I just want to say thank you. Yes, we're here to thank him. We can't hide it. Well, let me just say, God has been good to me, and I got a lot of thanks this morning. Will you close us out in benediction, please?
Yes, thank you so much, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for all that you do. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault, and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah and amen. Have a glorious day. God bless you. Bye-bye.